Today, we'd like to see the title of All for the Money in the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 1 through 25. For online courses people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 10, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the great power of God." What is a kind of divine power? Here, verse 10, what is a kind of divine power? Question 2. In verse 16, for as yet he had fallen upon none of them, they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What does this verse mean? What does this verse mean? The last question in verse 18. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. What about Simon's attitude to offer money? Did Peter say? First of all, we want to see a little background of this chapter. Previous chapter 7, verses 57 through 60, Saul consented to Stephen's death. Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord, one agreement, and they cast him out of the city and stoned Stephen. And the witness laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not charge them with this sin." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Then chapter 8, verse 1, now Saul was consenting to his death, the death of Stephen. So here, great persecution arose. At that time, a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles, which means apostles stayed in Jerusalem, but the other people spread out in the other area, Judea and Samaria. Great persecution was an unexpected thing. So when we face unexpected thing, we should pray and wait on the Lord for seeking for His way rather than we are discouraged or we are murmuring or we are complaining, because here the persecution resulted in Christ was preached in Judea and Samaria to expand His kingdom. In verse 4, everywhere preaching. Now verse 2, and devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made a great lamentation over him. Here we can see for the funeral service of a creature. In the last chapter, we know that Stephen, Cyprian, and Saul went to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's good news. That's joyful news, because Stephen is with the Lord forever. But here, great lamentation because of physical separation, Stephen from devoted men, the other Christians, brothers and sisters in Christ. So, Christian funeral service, we have two sides. One side, great lamentation because of physical separation from beloved brother or sister who is with the Lord now, we can't see any longer on earth. But on the other hand, we are so glad he or she is with the Lord forever. We will see him or her soon. So verse 3, as for Saul, he made a havoc of the church. Chapter 7, Saul was a severe persecutor. The reference is the disciple Paul talked about Book of Acts, chapter 22, 3 and 4. Indeed, a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, taught according to the strictness of our father's law, and was jealous toward God, as you all are today. I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering into prison both men and women. And when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by consenting to his death and guarding the glories of those who were killing him. Also, Book of Acts, chapter 26, verse 12, 13, 14, and 15, while thus occupied, as I journeyed to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priest. At midday, O king, along the road, I saw a light from heaven brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It's hard for you to kick against the goads. So I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. So after Saul converted to a Christian, he changed his name, Paul. Paul means the little one. Saul means the great man. So he changed his name, the great man, Saul, to the little man, Paul. Then he testified to Gentile Christians, Galatians chapter 1, verse 13. For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. Philippians chapter 3, verse 6, his testimony concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. The First Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man or a violent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. So then Saul, he made havoc of the church. So he had destroyed the church, entering every house and dragging off men and women, committing them to prison, delivering them to prison. Then verse 4, therefore, those who were scattered, those meaning Christians, the early Christians who were scattered, went to everywhere preaching the word. So sometimes God allows persecution. Although we do not understand why God allowed the persecution, but God has certain his will. We can see because of that, the gospel was spread to the Gentiles, not staying to the Jewish only. So we're scattered, went everywhere preaching the word. Book of Acts chapter 11 verse 19 said, "Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preached the word to no one but the Jews only." That time, Jews only. "But some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene, who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, the Gentiles, preaching the Lord Jesus." So here, God gave opportunity to preach it, not only Jews, but also to the Gentiles. Then Philip, right here, Philip was one of the seven deacons. So deacons, a person called as to minister material thing. So book of Acts chapter 6, verses 3 and 5. "Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven men of a good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business." This business, which meaning to distribute food to widows, Hebrew widows and Greek widows. That's a job. So the distribute food is a material matter, not spiritual matter, to preach or to teach, but that. "But we will give ourselves continually." We meaning apostles. Apostles, priority ministry, spiritual ministry here. "We'll give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word," which means teaching. "And the saying pleased the whole multitude." So whole congregation members, the Jerusalem members, were satisfied. "And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit." So who was martyred in the last chapter. "And Philip," right here, Philip, the second deacon, "Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Phaminus, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch." Proselyte meaning converted from Judaism, called proselyte. So like a disciple Paul, in a proselyte. Here, Philip went down, deacon went down to the city of Samaria. Samaria is the capital city of Samaria region. So they are the mixed blood, you know, between Jewish and former Assyrians, and preached Christ to them. So semi-Gentiles. So Philip preached Christ to Samaritans, semi-Gentiles, not pure Jews. "And the multitude with one accord," without any division. So dispute, division, is the Bible said, a fruit of flesh, not fruit of spirit. Here, "with one accord, heeded, pay attention to things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did." So what kinds of a miracle? Verse 7, "For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed." Here, Philip exercised the gift of the Spirit. The 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 11, and Romans chapter 12, verses 5 through 8, talks about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. What does the gift of Holy Spirit mean? The Holy Spirit is like a person. So Holy Spirit gives a certain gift to certain creature. So a lot of gifts, for example here, the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 to 11, "For to one is given to word of wisdom through the Spirit," wisdom, applicable God's word. "To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit," knowledge, you know, he knows what somebody did secretly. So knowledge to another faith by the same spirit. Here faith is a might work faith. If you have a dead faith, a little faith, you may move the mountain into the sea, you know, that kind, or you may heal. Right there, Philip exercised the gift of faith here, healing the lame person, a sort of a kind of thing. Also, next one, healing gift here to another. Philip exercised to another gift of healing by the same spirit. To another, to working of a miracle. Miracles also, somebody work on the sea, like that. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of the spirit. To another, different kind of tongue. To another, the interpretation of tongues. So many kinds of gifts of spirit. Right here, Philip exercised the gifts of healing and the gift of faith. Verse 8, and there was great joy in that city. Here, great joy. The fruit of spiritual ministry to God is joy. So joy is a characteristic of agape love. Galatians chapter 5 in verse 22 and 23, but the fruit, singular noun, fruit, not fruit, the fruit of the spirit is love, agape love. Agape love can be described as many derivatives. The first one, joy. Right here, joy. So there was great joy in the city. So Philip exercised the gift of the Holy Spirit, healed many people, cast away devil, also healed the lame person. At that time, many people healed the people and healed all people were joyful. Verse 9, but there was a certain man called Simon. Simon, today main character. He is an interesting person. Also, he is a type of today modern majority people, Simon, right here, who previously practiced the sorcery. You know, sorcery basically exercise devil spirit, not exercise of God, you know, who is the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. Specifically here, sorcery. In the city, and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great. The Hebrew word someone great meaning Saul. Saul means the great one. So someone great, to whom he claiming that he was someone great, which meaning Simon claimed by himself that I am great. You know, like that, you know, in that kind of meaning here. To whom they all gave heed, all paid attention to him, from the least to the greatest, like that, to the blue collar or to the white collar. Then saying, this man is the great power of God. That's the first question. So what kinds of divine power? Here, obviously, we know the sorcery power, demonic power, but it appears God's power. So we see, you know, that Jesus said, Revelation chapter 20, verse 10, the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will tormented day and night forever and ever. So we know that devil ultimately will be cast into the lake of fire. But God allowed now devil is working. That's why devil is still working with us. Also, this is a sorcery kind of power, devil power. Jesus said, Matthew chapter 24, verse 24, for false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive. If possible, even the elect, meaning even Christians, Second Thessalonians chapter verse 9, the coming of the lawless one, lawless one is a legal one or a violent one, is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. So here Simon's the power is not divine power, but demonic, you know, powers. We know that, you know, in this context. So continually, we are seeing verse 11, and they heeded, paid attention to him because he had astonished them, frightened them with his sorceries. Again, not Holy Spirit power, sorceries. You know, evil supreme power for a long time, not short time, long time. But when they believed it, Philip, as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God. So Philip preached the kingdom of God to semi, you know, Gentiles, people, Samaritans, and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. Verse 13, Simon himself also believed. Here, Simon was just a new believer, which meaning Simon was a baby believer. You know, here, Simon himself also believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, all are carnal creature. But right now, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. Still, my life is like, you know, unbeliever life. That's called a carnal creature. Then Simon himself also believed it, and when he was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, he continued with Philip and was amazed seeing the miracles and signs which were done. So Philip exercised the gift of miracles, the gift of faith, the gift of healings. So everybody is very astonished with Philip's exercise of a gift of Holy Spirit. Verse 14, now when the apostles, how do you define apostles? Apostles is originally taught by the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. That's called apostles. So obviously the original 12 apostles, disciples, were taught by the Jesus Christ, but Judas is great, betrayed, so gone, you know, another apostle was elected, you know, substituted over Judas Iscariot. That's one exception. Second exception is disciple Paul. Disciple Paul, you know, also called as apostle Paul, although disciple Paul was not taught by the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. But when disciple met the Lord Jesus Christ while Jesus was appearing as a light, you know, before the Paul, so two exceptions. So originally, apostles means the people, the as disciples, initial disciples, was taught face to face by the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the apostles. The apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God. They sent Peter and John to them. So Peter and John, apostles, sent to them, which meaning Samaritans, where Philip was preaching, exercised the gifts of the Holy Spirit, who, when they had calmed down, prayed for them, and they might receive the Holy Spirit. Here, receive the Holy Spirit, which meaning the fullness of the Holy Spirit, not merely indwelling Holy Spirit. What's the difference between the fullness of the Holy Spirit and indwelling Holy Spirit? Indwelling Holy Spirit simply means whoever accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior, at that time, the Holy Spirit dwells in you forever. That's called indwelling. How about fullness of the Holy Spirit? Fullness of Holy Spirit, Jesus defined John chapter 7, verse 37 through 39. On the last day, that the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit. So basically, overflowing living water, overflowing Holy Spirit. So what do you mean overflowing Holy Spirit? Because the fruit of Holy Spirit is agape love. So overflowing agape love to your neighbors, everybody. That kind of a meaning. So here, receive the Holy Spirit meaning, the fullest Holy Spirit. For as yet he had fallen upon none of them, which meaning Samaritans never received the fullest hope of the Holy Spirit, although the believers had indwelling Holy Spirit. So fallen upon none of them, they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is indicating baptism with water. So when you accept the Lord Jesus, first you will repent, because unbelieving life, you know, obviously against God. So we repent our sin of unbelief love. Then we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. Then we have a ceremony before our brothers and sisters that's called baptism. But initially baptism by water, by immersion, because Jesus was immersed here, Samaritan people also got baptized by immersion, but certain exceptional, you know, baptism by sprinkling. For example, you know, somebody got, you know, cancer, so almost you know, dead, you know, very close to the death. That moment, he had no time to go to the river, so at that time, so you can give it, you know, baptism by sprinkling. Or the third, you know, option, a little exception, just accepted the Lord Jesus Christ without, you know, baptism ceremony. For example, Jesus Christ was crucified. One, you know, robber, that time he accepted Jesus. But he had no time, you know, baptism, you know, so that kind of situation. But here the Bible specifically teaches us, if you possible, baptism by immersion. Because baptism, original Greek word meaning by immersion, no sprinkling meaning at all. But you know, sometimes we can use, you know, by baptism by sprinkling. But here only being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, which meaning the baptism by immersion of the water. Book of Acts, you know, chapter 2. Verse 38, disciple Paul said, then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Here, baptized in the name of Jesus Christ means baptism by water, not, you know, baptism with the Holy Spirit. So that is for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, which meaning indwelling Holy Spirit. So here, and then they laid a hand on them, they received the Holy Spirit. Here in this context, they received the fullest of the Holy Spirit. Verse 18, and when Simon saw that through the laying on the apostles' hands, Peter and John's hands, the Holy Spirit was given, he, Simon, offered them money, saying, give me this power or this ability also, that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit. So verse 18, here basically Simon made an offer money in exchange for the Holy Spirit power. But Peter said to him, your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. So basically Peter said, your attitude to buy the God's power with money, that's wrong. Verse 21, you have neither part nor portion in this matter, in this ministry. So spiritual, the power ministry, so no part, no room, because your heart is not right in the sight of God. So here, disciple, first time point out is your money perish. So the gift of God could be purchased with money. That's wrong. The gift of God is not merchandised item, or is not worked in commercial way, rather than God's way. So, verse 22, repent therefore of this your wickedness, that kind of attitude, your wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. So that required to repent your sin, because of wicked thought. So this kind of so we can apply today our life. So everything which we can buy, you know, that kind of, you know, we think so in capitalistic society, but here, there is no room over commercial work in God's works. So here, for I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity, by illegality, iniquity, or by sin. So for I see meaning Peter see. Peter exercise the gift of knowledge. He knows Simon's heart, attitude to the Lord. You are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity, by sinfulness. Verse 24, then Simon answered and said, pray to the Lord for me, that none of the things which you have spoken may come upon me. Here we see Simon, the believer, so the new believer, baby Christian. So now, verse 24, Simon asked Peter, please to pray, you know, for me. So not, you know, such a cursed thing may come upon me like that. So we can see the Simon's humble heart, you know, toward the repent, you know, and to pray, you know, to the Lord. Verse 25, so when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, they returned, they meaning Peter and John apostles, they returned to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a headquarters church, like a Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa kind of thing. Jerusalem, preaching the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. So we can see. Also, there is Simon's spirit. Luke chapter 19, verse 45 and 46, Jesus said, Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in it, saying to them, it is written, my house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Here, you know, we can see, you know, God, you know, does not allow any commercial activity in church or in divine, you know, ministry. That kind of thing, you cannot buy forgiveness, you know, such as, you know, the old time is indulgence kind of thing. If you commit more sin, you should pay more money. That's, you know, obviously wrong, you know, not right over the sight of the Lord. You know, also, you know, in order to build, you know, church building with money only, you know, rather than you consider, you know, because I love God, that's why I give offering, you know, to the Lord with a, you know, certain amount of money in order to build, you know, church building. That's okay. But not like, you know, commercial mind, you know, in order to build, you know, church with only my money. You know, that kind of attitude is not right. Also, Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 18, God said, you shall not bring the wages of a harlot, prostitute money, or the price of a doll, Dong meaning, you know, black market money, illegal money, or non-Christian's money, kind of thing. The price of dog to the house of the Lord your God for any vowed offering for both of these are an abomination to the Lord your God. So church ministry, gospel ministry, only working through the gospel children offering money to the Lord, because God's children love God, not you know, anything else. That is a very important, you know, this is a teaching. Let's see each question. In verse 10, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. So what kind of divine power? Actually, demonic power, you know, sorcery power, right? Sorcery power. Question 2, in verse 16, for as yet he had fallen upon none of them, they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What does this verse mean? First, you know, the Holy Spirit fall upon them, meaning the fullness of the Holy Spirit, or the baptism with the Holy Spirit. But second one, only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, which means baptism with water. So, last question 3, in verse 18. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. What about Simon's attitude to offer money? Did Peter say? Peter say here, the first time perish it, your money perish with you. Also 21, you have neither part nor portion in this ministry, laying on hands to give Holy Spirit fullness. Your heart is not right in the sight of God. That kind of attitude, Peter said, wickedness, also poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity, as Peter said. Okay, let's sing song all together. Next song.